we said that. So we said that Eidos Miuchedes, which is when the Eidim are seeing separately. Normally we say, in previous Sugya, previous Mishnah, we learned that all one set of Eidim, if they see it together, even if 100 Eidim see it together, all one set. However, this Mishnah introduces to us that there's such a thing as become separate Eidoyos, separate testimonies, when they're seeing from different windows and they're not seeing each other. Yeah, so... And the Gemara brings a drasha for it. And it can't be the obvious translation because you already know that you have to have two Eidim. So what do we have to add? You can't have one Eid. So the Gemara learns from there that Eid is miuchedas. It means that singular Eidim, one Eid sees from this window, one Eid sees from that window, they can't join. And so too, meaning to say they're separate sets. And so too would learn from there that two Eidim and two Eidim also don't join this, considered separate Eidim. Now, Jonathan raised yesterday, surely it should be more of a ne'em honest to them, more of a, because they're not, if they see it together, maybe they could say, they sort of conferring together how to lie about it. If they're seeing from different windows, they're still seeing the same thing, perhaps it's more trustworthy, or at least it definitely shouldn't be less trustworthy. What's the svarim at all? And then I'm not going to give an answer, but I will say that I have seen that Rishon do bring down that it's not so much a what, it's not a question of whether there is belief on these Eidim. Of course, we do believe them. Rather, it's a din and Eidus, meaning it's how we accept Eidus is only if they see it together. But we would take on that the Eidim are talking the truth. It's not a question about if they're lying or not, if we can believe them. I think I'm frozen.
You're okay. You're on now.
Sorry, I apologize about that. It must have been a problem with the internet on my end. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, we were saying, I'm not going to give an answer to Jonathan's point, but I will say that I have seen the Rishonim that say it's not a question of belief in the Eidim. Of course we believe them. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin apparently says that although we won't kill these Eidim because, kill the victim, the perpetrator, because we can't carry out something from Eidos Miuchedes. We can't carry out because they're separate Eidos. But what we will do is we'll put him in prison. We'll put the perpetrator in prison and possibly we'll leave him to die there. Something called Machnisim Eselikipo. Certain power Basin have to carry out their own judgment, their own sort of death penalty. It's not a Torah allowed or not a Torah type death penalty, but it's something that Basin can actually do. But wow. So we do believe them. We would believe the Edom. It's just a question of the Torah saying you can't carry out a punishment based upon them. That's the idea. You can't carry out a Torah type punishment through these Edom.
So then it is a chok then. If there is, in terms possibly, of yes. this element that they that a pair that you have to have. Literally, they have to be a pair, like a twosome, as opposed to independent witnesses. There isn't really a logical rationale for that line of thinking, is there?
It would seem not. It would seem that's correct, what you were suggesting yesterday. It seems to be more of a hawk. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's just go through again the basic question answer of the Gemara. We saw the Mishnah saying this din that if they're seeing from separate windows, they're separate sets, and therefore if one set is found to be zomim, the perpetrator gets killed through the other set, and the whole set who are found to be zomim also get killed. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, in the first part of the Mishnah said there's one person giving warning in the middle. Rabbi Yossi says no, it has to be two people giving warning. And he learns that the pasuk are pishnayim edim. You have to have through the mouth of two edim, and that he understands that to go on the hasra on the warning. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, it doesn't mean warning. It means you have to hear through their mouth and not through a translator. You can have a translator between the Dayanim and the edim. Then we brought the source for edis miuchedes. That was from Leyomas Alpi Eid Echod, and it can't be literally, as you mentioned. And we saw a similar braisa, which says the same thing. Edis miuchedes don't join together. And not only that, he says, even from one window, it says a braisa, one after the other, they don't join together. To which Gemara questions, what do you mean? From the same window, they're not seeing the whole murder case. Yeah, one after the other. So he said that they're talking about a case of illicit relationships. They're seeing active illicit relationships. There, since it takes time, Rashi explains, therefore, one Eidos is seeing the act, and the second Eidos is also seeing the end of the act, and therefore they can join together. You would have thought they could join together, says the Mishbraisa, they can't, because they're not seeing it at the same time. The idea of Eidos Miuchedes is, if they're not seeing in the presence of each other at the same time, that can't be a testimony. And then we had the Rabbah, we finished off with the Rabbah's then, which we questioned, was Rabbah says, if we said in the Mishnah that if one of each set are seeing each other, then they join together. So Rava says, the masra, the person warning, could also be in the middle to join them together. And we asked yesterday, the monofshach, meaning, what do you mean? If he's also a witness, so what's Rava saying? Obviously he joins them together. And if he's not a witness, then where does Rava get from that they join them together? I haven't actually found, I tried looking into it, I didn't really find anything to share as of yet, but maybe we'll come up with something by tomorrow. And then Rava says another din. Let's see this inside. It's six lines down and the wide lines and bottom base. How about Rava? Towards the end of the line. Im hayu royin oyisamasra oyamasra oyisan. It's starfins. That's the first din of Rava, that the masra, the person warning the perpetrator, is can act as a go-between to link the two sets of edus. But Omar Rav, and so Rav says another din, Masra Sha'omru, the person warning who we're talking about, Afinu Pi Atzme, Afinu Pi Shade, can even be the victim. Rashi says Pi Atzme means the victim. The victim can warn. If you kill me, then you'll get this punishment. He can also be the person giving the warning. Don't think it has to be one of the Edom. It can also be the victim. And Afinu Pi Shade, which is sort of like, it can even be anyone. It doesn't have to be, it can even be a spirit, a demon. Can warn.
So using Rava's logic there, that you can have Edom in different windows joined being Mitzdareif through a person in the middle who's giving the warning in the middle to the perpetrator, could you allow the same thing for the Edom? Could you have, instead of a pair of Edom, could you have a triplet of Edom, where you have two Edoms at different windows, but joined together by a third aide who's down below in the middle.
Well, I mean, yeah, that sounds exactly what Robert's saying. This does seem what Robert's saying. And in a way, what we're questioning on that, you know, you brought out a very nice example where we can pinpoint the question. What, well, if he, you know, without Robert, would you not have thought that from the Mishnah? Because the person in the middle is definitely also aid. So therefore, why they're not all together? It's a very nice example where we could ask the question, really. What's Robert saying?
Yeah, in other words, if we're trusting this person to give a warning, then surely he must be a witness as well.
Right, exactly. Now, the Meiri, I'm just seeing that. Meiri says that a peace shade, when we say a demon's warning, that it's just, okay, you could take it literally and say, actually, there's got a demon warning him. Yeah, but it could be taken in an example of someone's warning him, but he doesn't see who's warning him. Let's say someone with a megaphone, you know, someone far away can see what's going on, and he shouts down a megaphone or on a CCTV camera or whatever, and says, you know, I'm witnessing the murder. If you kill him, you'll get this and this punishment. That's what he means to say. It doesn't have to be present to be warning him. As long as there's a warning going on, it doesn't have to be a presence of someone there to give the warning. Okay. Fine, so let's see the Gemara further. Amar Rav Nachman. Says Rav Nachman, Edus Miuchedes, so this separate the seeing of Edus, Kashera B'dini Momnus. We spoke about Dini Nefoshes, murder cases. We said that they don't join together. And therefore, if it's one from one window and one from the other window, they're not seeing each other, that would not be a good Edus, because you don't have to aid them seeing together. However, by Dini Momnus, by monetary cases, that would be okay. How do we know? The Chsev le Yumas al P8 Echot, B'din Nefoshes, who the Inka Sheira, of the Imam is Kashira. The whole Posuk with the source of Edus Miuchedes is le Yomus al P8 Echot, don't give death penalty, which is a case of murder. So that's when it cannot be, you cannot use Edus Miuchedes. However, B'din Momnus, it doesn't say that. And therefore, why should it not be kosher? So it's just a question that the source only applies to the Nefoshes. That's either.
This is sort of like changing it now, isn't it? That we're saying that a set of isolated witnesses is what we're talking about. And now we're saying that the proof for that is a single witness, as opposed to a set of isolated witnesses, which is more than one, but because of the fact they're not together, doesn't form a pair. And now we're using a raya, a posuk that just talks about a single aid.
What do you mean by that? I didn't understand it. Sorry, can you say it again?
Well, the raya, the proof that is dichtiv, it must be from, presumably it's from...
The same posuk we bring the aidus miuchedes from, meaning lo yomus api aid echod, which we learn means echod echod. Don't kill when you have Edus, which is one, each one by themselves. So we're just saying that the whole source is only applicable where it says it, which is Dini Nefoshes, not by Dini Momnus.
Okay. It's the same pasuk as before.
Yeah, it's exactly the same pasuk, yeah.
So it's the same problem. It's the same problem of the sort of non-logical interpretation. Well, it's the human logic anyway.
Right.
You could say that the reason why is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always looking for a Beis Din to not have blood on its hands. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is really trying to really make the conditions by which a Beis Din will convict a perpetrator of a capital crime extremely unusual and almost unheard of.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. I think it touches on what the Gemara is about to say. Maybe it's not exactly what I was about to say, but it's a very good point. Maskiflar of Zutra, let's just see what the Gemara says, linking to your point. Ask of Zutra, Elamiata, Bedin Nefoshes Tatzel. And Amatanan, Huvehine Rogan, Kasha. Meaning to say as follows, the Gemara is saying, if you're going to say there's such a scenario where we can use Edus Miuchedes, we can say that they joined together. And that is by Dinim Ominous. Then by Dinim Nefashos, in the case of the Mishnah, where we've got Edim Zomim, one set's considered Edim Zomim, the other set's not. Since by Dinim Nefashos is such a din, like Jonathan mentioned, of Hitziru Ha'ida, which is, we should try and find a zechus not to kill someone. So we have a zechus here in the Mishnah, where we have two separate sets, and one gets killed because it'd be found Edim Zomim. But if they would have joined together, what would you have said? Well, all have to become Zomim in order to get killed, because it's not enough to find part of a set, Edim Zomim. You have to find a whole set. So now, although they're technically different sets because they're seeing from different windows, but since by Dini Momnus we would join them together, so that should be a limit to Chus, that even by Dini Foshus we should view them as together in order not to kill them. Not exactly the point you were saying, Jonathan, but that principle which you mentioned is what the Gemara is saying, is that since by Momnus we have such a element to it that you can, the other way around, Jonathan's saying that's the whole svara of Edis Miuchedes in order not to kill them. Here's the other way around. Let's use the other way around. The fact, yes, usually we wouldn't kill them because of Edis Miuchedes, but where there are two sets, then you can have Edim Zomim. You can have one set being by itself Edim Zomim, even though usually you have to have the whole bang lot being Edim Zomim. But now by Dinim Mominus, they would join together. So let's say they join together that you can't kill one set by themselves. Why can't that be a limit schus in order not to kill one set by themselves? So the Gemara leaves off with a question. Unclear what the conclusion is, but from the actual Gemara, but the Gemara seems, okay, that's a good question. Okay, now we're going to move on to a different aspect of the Mishnah. And this is the question of Rabbi Yossi. How many people do we have giving the warning? Is it one or two?
So what does Elamar Tanan Hu Vahain Nergin, what does that mean?
So Elamiata Bidin Fashis Tatsu.
No, Elamar Tanan.
Elamar Tanan, why does it say Hu Vahain Nergin? Why does it say in the Mishnah that the perpetrator and the other set of witnesses are killed? Only no one should get killed, really. We should say they all join together. No one should get killed, even more. Not just the Zemi should get killed. No one should get killed. Why? Because there's no Edim, because they're all joined together, and therefore partially they're possible, because there's Zomim, therefore the whole lot are Nifsal. And also therefore the perpetrator can't get killed. Also, none of the Edim get killed because it's only some of them are found to be in Zomim. Since we find a place where they do join together, so let's say that no one gets killed in this case.
Well, I'm not quite following the Mishnah's final kasha here.
Well, in the Mishnah, we had a case where they're seeing from different windows and we're saying, well, they're separate sets now. And therefore, the ramifications of that is that if they're found to be Zomim, there's two ramifications. First of all, the other set are still there because they're not connected. It's two separate sets. The other sets are still there in order to give testimony to kill the perpetrator. We don't apply the principle, well, some of them are found to be false, so therefore everyone's possible. We don't say that, because they're separate sets. Plus, we can say that if the first set are found to be Zomimim, they all get killed. Because we don't say, well, only some of them are found to be Zomimim, because they're separate sets. So the whole first set are found to be Zomimim. So two ramifications of the fact that they're separate sets. First of all, the perpetrator still has testimony against him. And secondly, that you can look at each set by himself and say, this set becomes Edim Zomim by itself. And we don't have to view them as a whole one big set.
Right, we're talking about isolated set, the Mechiedes. We're talking about this, or we're talking about a more general situation now?
We're talking about this specific case. Well, it could be a common Mechiedes. Case. Well, there's two types of Edim Miuchedes. Edim Miuchedes where there's one and one, and there's Edim Miuchedes where there's two groups. So where it's one and one, Edim Miuchedes makes it, well, there's no testimony anymore. But where it's more than one and one, it's, let's say 50 and 50, then each group is viewed as dinim by itself.
I see.
So we're saying, if they're viewed by themselves, how can we view them by themselves in order to get, in order to be machmir on them? If we're saying by dini momnus they do join together, then that should be a reason by dini nefashos we should view them together in order to say that no one gets killed. So give them like the colors of both.
Right, well, that would be another chok. Oh, that would be a chok on top of a chok.
Well, put it this way, the idea here is that if it's only this din of Eidus Miuchedus is only by dini nefashos, then the fact that it doesn't apply by dini momnus should be a limud zchus, that should only be a kula by dini nefashos. Should only be a leniency that when they're found to be that one and one don't join together. It should never be a chumra that you can kill because of it. And here in the Mishnah, we're using it that you can kill.
But we're saying, hold on a second, we're saying that in Dine Mominus, you could have isolated Adem. So therefore, we're saying that. So if you've got 50 in one window and 50 in another window, that's
well, that
surely
be,
not...
That would make a difference. A 50 in one window, 50 in another window wouldn't really have any ramifications by Momonos.
Yeah, really. Exactly. That's not going to... If you're already saying that we're allowing one and 50 is definitely not going to be a problem.
So it's more of a question of one and one. You got one in one window, one in another window. You might think there's no testimony in Mormon here, and you can't go to court about it. You can't claim in court about it. There's no two Adam.
Oh, I thought you were saying that there is it is allowed for Dini Mominus, one and one.
You might have thought it's not. The Gemara is telling us it doesn't apply by Dini Mominus, and you can have it.
Oh, this final section of the Gemara is saying that.
Yeah, that's exactly what Gemara has been mechadosh. That's only applicable, one and one is only applicable by din nefashos, not by din momnus.
You mean it's totally changing it around, in other words. It's saying that we'll use the one and one as a leniency for dinei nefashos, and now we're going to be, now we're going to go lechumra for dinei momnus.
Exactly. And in which case the Gemara is saying, once it becomes something which is applicable, it's possible by dinin momnus to say that they join together. So that should be a create a leniency by dinin nefashos also. Once we can say they join together, so in the case of 50 and 50, that should create a leniency by dinin nefashos. Again, it's a bit complicated because there's two cases. There's a case of one and one, there's a case of 50 and 50, let's say. Or two and two, or whatever, anything more than two. So, by one and one, it's a leniency by dinei nefashos, but it's a chumra by dinei momnus. Where it's 50 and 50, that's it's a chumra by dinei nefashos, because now they're separate sets. So if one becomes possible, he doesn't possible up the whole lot.
When you say chumrah, do you mean we're talking about chumrah on the perpetrator or chumrah on...
It kills everyone. In the mission, it kills everyone. Everyone dies. Who the hey there on?
Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay, so when you've got this 50-50, you've actually got where was this other the Zayd and Zomim, were they claiming to be at a third window, presumably.
The Zayd and Zomim were what do you mean? Well, if they were Zayd and Zomim, then they weren't there. They weren't there. They said, you were with us.
They claimed.
You were with us at, I don't know, on the beach.
Oh, so then these are not, yeah, exactly. So these the Kosher Adim are not actually the ones at the window at all. The Kosher Adim are the ones that, like you say, they're saying, no, these Adim Zimmerman couldn't possibly have been at a window because they were on the beach at the time.
Right.
Right. So that's not part of the 50-50, is it?
That is. There's two sets of Aiden who claim to be there, and one set I found not to be there.
Right. So, but this other set of Aiden, they happen to be on the beach at the time. So much so that they're able to say that that these other so-called Aiden, the turned out to be Aiden Zimmerman, they just made the whole thing up. So, but then back to our sugya here about miyuchedes. I'm not clear how this relates to miyuchedes. If we're back to the issue. The more specific issue of Adam Zimmerman.
Well, put it this way, if they're claiming to be a window A and the other side are claiming to be a window B, then they never join together. Even if they weren't in window A, essentially they were saying they were there. So they can't join together with window B group because they're separate. They claim to be seeing it at separate places. So therefore they are definitively separate groups. Now they're found, group A are found not to be there, won't, if put it this way, if they were all claiming to be seeing from window A, and then half are found to be Zimmerman, then it would be half the group which claimed to have been there were found to be Zimmerman. The other half maybe were there, but they're coming as a group because they're saying they saw it in the presence of each other. They're saying they all saw it from the same place.
Okay. So in this example, are we saying that there is still either one aid or a group of aidim who were actually at the actual place where the murder happened?
That's what we're assuming. Exactly.
But only one or fifty, not a second aid, nor a second group of aidim. Only one or 50. Saying that there are three groups.
There's two groups of 50.
Well, okay.
I think we have to go through this again. Maybe I went too fast on this point in the Mishnah.
Phil and David, I do apologize if you're completely huffing this and it's just me that's getting slow on this. What I'm trying to understand in this last bit is how many groups, whether we define a group as one person that makes a group or 50 that makes a group, how many groups are there here? Are there four groups, three groups, or two groups of Adam?
This is confusing here. I agree. It is very confusing. And put it this way, there are two groups who originally come to testify about the murder. And then there's another group which come to pass it up, or to mezamim, to make it in the same of one of the groups. So group A claimed to have seen from window A, and group B claimed to have saw from window B. And then there's this these third set who are coming and saying group A were never there. But group A and group B are definitively different because they have claimed to have seen from different windows, which makes them separate groups.
Right, so
they're passing up themselves.
So we're saying that this third group that postles the aidus of the first group, surely this third, if the first group is postle, don't we say by logic that the second group must be lying as well? If the first group made it up and they were meant to be viewing the same event,
Why would you see anything about group B? You wouldn't have seen anything.
Oh, so we're not saying that the murder didn't happen. We're saying the murder possibly did happen. It's just that the first group of Adam were trying to get in on the act and trying to pretend that they happened to witness it as well.
Exactly. That's why we say who the hein erogim. We say the perpetrator gets killed. And these Adam get killed, because at the end of the day, we have no reason to disprove the second set of Adam. Only the first set of Adam get killed because he tried to kill someone unjustly. And the Adam, and the perpetrator gets killed because he has a correct testimony against them. Whereas, right. if they would join together, what would happen if they joined together? If they would have joined together, we would have said, well, only half a phantom is over them, therefore what? First of all, everyone's apostle now. Because when we have some of the group being apostle, everyone's apostle. Therefore, the victim does not, the perpetrator does not get death penalty. And also, the Edom Zomim don't get death penalty because we know that if only some are found to be Edom Zomim, then no one gets punished. So there's two ramifications of the fact we look at them separate. Hu v'hei Nehrogin, both get killed. And that's what we're saying over here. If we're going to say by din imamnis they do join, then by din nefashis in this case they should also join in order to be make a kula. To say this is exactly what we're presenting now, that they should split up and not join together.
Okay.
It's confusing, the Mishnah, I agree, and I apologize for going through it very quickly. Maybe I shouldn't have assumed, I explained it too quickly that, but I'm happy to...
Maybe it's just me that's... apologies if others are fine with it. It's the monthly board meeting tomorrow evening. Okay.